And you're with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast, and we've got Jill Redwood on the line. G'day, Jill. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Annie.
Yeah, yeah. And you're, of course, from Environment East Gippsland. And on Thursday this week, the Victorian Supreme Court ordered that state logging agency Vic Forests halt logging in 27 areas of forest. And this has been because of court action to save the gliders. Can you give us listeners some understanding of what's going on?
Yes, that was a really good ruling. It's only an injunction and we've got to argue the main case yet, but these 27 stands of forest that they'd planned to clear fell, we had no option really but to take legal action to halt the logging there while we take them to court, because we believe there's blatant breaches going on of protection laws for our threatened wildlife. And in this case, it was the greater gliders and the yellow-bellied gliders that this was prime habitat. And it was areas that hadn't burnt, a lot of these areas. And these remaining areas are like refuges for these critically endangered animals now. In East Gippsland, there's been a 50% decline in the greater gliders population just in the last 20 years. And then we've had the bushfires on top of that. So they're in dire straits. So, yeah, Vic Forests are actually facing 10 court cases at the moment, and there's been six or seven in the past. They just don't seem to care about the law, or they seem to have a habit of interpreting it to suit commercial needs rather than environmental protections. So the yellow-bellied gliders are also becoming threatened. The greater gliders are seriously threatened. And after 50 years of clear felling, it's taken its toll on so many forest habitats, and the older forests in particular, the old forest structures and the species that have evolved with them. The populations are crashing. It's like quolls and the owls. So yes, that's why we're having to go to court and try and force the government to force its own logging agency to abide by the rules.
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it? It was a huge win to have the Victorian government announce last year, or maybe it was the year before. It was before the lockdown, so it must have been 2 years ago, that there was going to be a cessation of old growth forests logging in 2030. But of course, then you looked into it more carefully, and there's so many ways for the government as Vic Forest to sidestep what appears to be a hard and fast rule.
Yes. Well, no, that wasn't much of a win at all. It was just window dressing. It's business as usual. There's so little left. Another 10 years will just be a wipeout, basically. And when you've got that climate change and mega fires now, to continue logging in under any scenario is just so wrong. In native forests, we've got enough plantations to meet all of our timber needs. But what Vic Forests have been doing, like we carried out a major case against Vic Forest in 2009-10, which was sort of the landmark court case that allowed a lot of other groups to step in and sue them as well. But that court case found that Vic Forest were logging without looking. So even though they said, we look for threatened species, they weren't even surveying these areas first. So they were forced to survey areas. Now they've interpreted that to only survey those they think they've got the money for. So they're not surveying all areas. And then they're surveyed in such a way that, you know, they don't find everything. Or they have a trigger point for protection, which is almost mythical numbers that, you know, are very rarely found. So they only survey 20% of an area along a track or something rather than going in and really doing a decent job. Or they hire people to do that. So there is, and the logging of old growth, they've just redefined the way they, you know, determine what old growth is.
Yeah, I was going to say, they did that in Western Australia. Old growth is no longer, if there's one sawn tree in a strand of Jarrah over in, this is how they had defined it, it's no longer can be called pristine, therefore not old growth.
Yes, similar here.
Right, they're using that kind of tactic. I was going to say that Vic Forest, for example, is an agency, but do they lease out to local loggers? Is that what's going on?
Well, they're a government-owned entity. They're semi-corporatised. They are Victoria's logging monopoly.
Yeah.
But, yes, they engage contractors to cut the forests down. So, yeah, the contractors have their bulldozers and chainsaws and, that's what happens.
And so it's a very up close and personal in a local area.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and living in a very... it's only a very small part of the economy out here, but they're quite, what would you say, muscle-bound as far as political influence goes. So... Yes, there is a very close, cosy relationship, and anyone who speaks out against logging, well, you'd better be ready for it. So, yeah.
It's been a long fight, and using this tactic of the law is about slowing things down, isn't it?
It hopefully not only will slow things down, yes, it will certainly do that, we hope, as this has, and it probably will be heard, this case, or end of next year, maybe. It takes a long time for any legal case to go through all the processes. But meanwhile, we're hoping to get injunctions on a lot of these areas where they're planning to log meanwhile. That's why this ruling that was handed down on Thursday, which, as I said, was only a temporary injunction. We got to fight for the interlocutory injunction early December next month. So we'll just see how things go there. But we've just had the Code of Forest Practice rewritten too, and that may happen again. So that's another tactic that the government are using. I mean, Dan Andrews is part of this as well, and the ministers, which is very, very disappointing. He's been good with a lot of things and social issues, but on environment, it's just appalling. So the code was changed to weaken it. But our barrister has still found clauses in there which they should be following, but they're not. So that they were the arguments we were using.
It's fascinating, isn't it? Because it's like you can't tell me what to do.
Oh, yes. Dare I say, they are acting like a bunch of bullies.
Yeah.
And hooligans and vandals, you know.
Yeah, and also that the natural environment is there for their pleasure.
Yes. They assume that it's their right to abuse it and exploit it and come up with all the usual things like it all grows back. Well, it doesn't actually. Once you clear fell a forest, it's much worse than a bushfire's impact, and it only comes back as an industrial tree crop, perfectly suited for the wood chip industry.
Yes. On one level, you'd think education could perhaps do something about this understanding. But, then they'd say things like jobs. And so when I was living up in that area, they changed the rules about digging roads, you know, and mending the roads, and they contracted it out to big companies that brought in their own labour hire crews. And so the whole economy of the people up there, the men lost their road, it was mainly men, lost their seasonal road mending jobs, but which were much more significant than any jobs that they think come out of forestry. Cutting down the native forest.
Yes, and that's what we've been trying to point out for years and years. It is, I think it's less than 1% of the regional jobs now involved with logging industry, and most of it goes to either wood chips across the border in Eden or down to Maryvale. There's not that much that gets turned into sawn timber anymore. There's 85% of all of our, getting up to 90% of all of our timber needs comes from plantations. It's mostly pine-based.
So it's political and ideological. some very strong power groupings. Have you got an impression of the power groupings that are insisting on this?
Well, the union seems to have a lot to do with it.
Ah, that's interesting.
Yes. Yeah, the CFMEU, the EFFAs within the CFMEU, the foresters, construction, forestry, mining, seem to have a lot of sway with the government. I don't know. I don't know why or whatever, but they seem to have them by the short and curlies, and what they demand, they get. So, and also we have to wonder about, of course, political donations, which is what drives a lot of government decisions these days. But we just have to keep at it. It is a dirty game. I wish I could believe in a democracy, but it's looking worse and worse the further we go.
All right, the fight's on. the fight's on. Thanks for updating us on this, and we'll all keep our eyes and ears open regarding
it. All right. Thanks again, Annie.
Thank you.